You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Our favorite bearded bloke, Brian Onunoyin, has an unmistakable voice here in the Deep South. It stands out. But to see him in the flesh, you'd probably need that Irish accent to make the connection to commentator Brian Onunoyin.
And a very good morning to you. Well, sometimes when I'm out and about, somebody might say something like, "Hey, you sound just like the guy on the radio." There was this lovely waitress at George's Cafe in Shreveport who said, in fact, I did sound just like the guy on the radio, but she wouldn't believe that it was, in fact, me. And friends of mine who were having breakfast with us that same day did eventually manage to convince her, and she was dead chuffed. She was delighted. And then there was a time I met a guy at the Verizon store and I got to chatting with him about this and that. And he said the same thing. "You really remind me of that guy on the radio, the Irish guy." "Really?" says I, feigning ignorance. "Isn't that a coincidence, huh? Two Irish guys living here in the Bossier, Shreveport area. So, what's he like anyway, this Irish guy on the radio?" "Oh, he's okay," the guy said. "Matter of fact, sometimes he can be a bit funny." Oh, phew, what relief. And I was so relieved, in fact, that I did disclose to him that it was actually me on the radio. But do you know, it is a funny thing, though, fame. Fame, for people who really are in the public eye, can be a terrible ordeal, however. I mean, particularly if you're on TV or if you're in the movies, because then you're obviously recognisable. But for those of us who are on the radio, well, it's a lot simpler. I suppose with the exception of people like Garrison Keillor and maybe Peter Sagal, NPR personalities, I'm sure, pass imperceptibly as they go about their daily lives. But not so, of course, with the likes of the Kim Kardashians of this world. Ah, but wait, doesn't she court this sort of attention? She positively craves it and needs this attention to sustain her witless life. And you might think that, but I couldn't possibly comment. Oprah, on the other hand, I kind of like Oprah. Now, I don't watch Oprah, but I kind of like her because she did make the point when interviewing Lance Armstrong that fame sometimes magnifies your personal characteristics. She was saying that, you know, if you're essentially a malevolent kind of individual, being famous does not change that. It just gives the opportunity for that to be revealed. A bit like sport, you know? It doesn't so much build character, maybe. Maybe it just reveals character. Actually, that's really the whole point of this in a way, isn't it, really? I mean, Lance was a team sportsman. So how come his participation in this team sport, it didn't mould him into a quote-unquote good person? Was he a jerk before he became famous? And being famous just allowed that characteristic to be eventually revealed. I don't know. As for my own brush with fame, well, I can only say that I do strongly relate to the title of the Irish golfing commentator David Fehirty's autobiography. And the title of it is "Somewhere in Ireland, a Village is Missing an Idiot." Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.